When I think in terms of consuming, I mean sloba, dosa, javana. Yeah. It's like we are having food, but actually lopa is consuming that, what we call food.
But can one say, or dosa. Can one say in this way, actually, each moment of citta consumes...
Experiences it's not
the object,
like, yeah.
But not consuming with lopa, is what you were stressing.
Because we usually think that we eat food, but actually eat dawe, not only taste. Even right now, these were objects, sound, and so forth.
And the other day, one of our Vietnamese friends was talking about when, for example, he has difficulty sleeping and how actually sleep is needed for well-being, and you were reminding him, well, when there's no sleep, then there's the opportunity to develop understanding, whereas in deep sleep, it's bhavanga citta's no opportunity to develop understanding, and yet sleep is needed, but it's not any kind of ahara pachya, because it's not nutriment for the body by way of tasting oja, and it's
It's like we are talking about why this and that is not this and that pachya. Like there are 14 akusala cetasikas, why 4 are this and 5 are that, and things like that. But if we think that they are all realities,
so just any moment we think of a whole situation of sleep or not sleep, but actually it's just different cheetahs, moments of bhavanga citta, moments of thinking and dreaming, and moments of being awake with kusala, kusala, and seeing and hearing, just different cheetahs.
And when one cannot sleep, one can see attachment, desire to sleep. It's still I, but right understanding can understand that better. It's not self. So the point is to understand reality as it is, as not self.
Otherwise it's my sleep and not sleep, and instead of just understanding different dharmas in those moments. And it's just a whole idea of a whole story about sleeping or not sleeping, but actually not understanding any realities appearing.
And concerning for oneself, yeah.
It's always one's health and one's sleep, and always justified, well, this is needed because of this, but actually it's not
and
understanding.
And the question might come up, isn't important health? Something like that, see? It's important, but what about the clinging and not clinging? Like food, is it important? It's important, but it depends on whether there's clinging or no clinging to it.
Food or exercise or massage or anything. Yes, helpful, but clinging, so most of the time. So what we take as actually being helpful a lot of the time is just the clinging to oneself and one's body that's so important.
But there can be exercise and good food without clinging, or less clinging too, because of understanding. It's only a moment.
I have a question from Melinda Panha. I don't remember this very well, but there was told that in the Melinda Panha that citta or cetasikas were distinguished by the Blessed One. He made a big thing to distinguish the cetasikas, the different characteristics. Like it was the simile was given, like if you go by boat on the middle of the ocean and then taste the water, then the Blessed One is like, he can say it's from Ganges River or from Nile, he distinguished. But later on it was mentioned something, I don't remember this good, but that was mentioned that they cannot be distinguished.
If you put salt in this glass, can you distinguish salt?
Yes.
From the water?
Yes.
You can?
Just salty water.
Oh, that way. They cannot be separated. Okay, yeah. So it's like this, because that was something like they yeah. cannot be... Mm-hmm. Okay, so they can be known. I can make an extraction very fast. If you give salt there, I will wait for sun and the water evaporates, and then I got salt. Or I can filtrate from the rock, by the rock just.
They're all gone. How can you know? Completely, they're all gone. Not any at all in the glass.
Getting back to object condition for a minute, you mentioned how with seeing invisible object that the visible object has to arise for there to be seeing consciousness. Now in the case of thinking, for example, it's slightly different, isn't it? And because there's no rupa that arises before the citta, as in the case of the sense door. So is the way that object condition works different for thinking, which has concept as object, and then seeing, which has visible object as object?
What can object do?
Just be object.
It cannot do anything.
No.
It's experienced.
It is experienced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in the case of thinking. The object being a concept, is it created by the mind? Like there's no
It's concept? The object of thinking.
Object of thinking.
Yeah. Hmm. From memory.
From memory, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And vitaka things.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we can't say in the same way with thinking that, you know, without the concept there couldn't be thinking. Or no.
Concept is object.
Yeah. Object.
Without thinking, there's no concept.
Right. Whereas in the case of seeing, without visible object,
so
there's no
seeing.
So
that's why it can be as much as it can be. It's only aramana paccaya.
Right. Yeah. Just as object. Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, may I just sort of explore that a little more in terms of thinking about a reality, about concept of reality, like thinking about the reality that is visible object. And you said that it's by way of memory, the concept is by way of memory. So what is being remembered?
Without memory, can there be thinking of that?
No, mm-hmm. No, there can't be. So we know that memory is functioning.
Each moment.
And when it is thinking about a reality at the conceptual level, what does it think
that
about?
That is memory of sanya with each citta.
There is the thinking of the concept of visible object.
So what should be understood? That which experiences is not me, it's no one. It arises, whenever it arises, it experiences an object. That's a tattoo.
Something may have just said, and I can't remember exactly what, has prompted me to think about... sanya arises with each citta. and what's the word? It doesn't touch the object. I'm suddenly marks the object of the jitta. Is that correct? Or marks?
It doesn't matter what word you use.
Well, whatever it does it to the object of the jitta or the jitta?
Marks the object.
Marks the object, okay. So when we talk about thinking as being conditioned by sanya.
Previous sanya.
Previous sanya. Mm-hmm. And how is it that I guess I follow the marking of the object or whatever verb we want to use there. But how does it, I guess, for lack of other words here, tap into the memory bank?
Recalls.
Okay, so sanya marks and recalls. Yes?
It recalls previous mark.
Okay.
Can we know that?
Can we know that?
Only thinking about
it. It's only thinking about it now.
So
yes,
what
clearly
can be known exactly at this moment when visible object is appearing, seeing, experiences it, and we think about sanya, which marks? See?
Mm-hmm.
So no understanding of visible object as it is. No
conditions. We're too busy thinking about
to understand. Yeah.
Okay. But it can be understood with developed sanya.
Everything.
Okay. And because each visible object that appears is different.
Yes.
So visible objects never the same.
Right.
And so sanya marks at each moment of seeing, sanya marks the object, and then afterwards there is thinking about what's been seen and more thinking because the sanya has been accumulated to recognize and mark. So that's how a little child learns this is mummy, mm-hmm. this is daddy, because different visible objects are marked, remembered, and they're thinking about signs and details and colors and shapes, and so at each moment sanya is marking, recognizing the object.
And that continues to happen with concepts, be they simple
just
or complicated.
To understand that there's no self, no one, no being, that's all.
Right.
Sarah, when you say about, you know, a child, the memory marking so that they can understand the conventional world.
Sanya marking.
Yes, yes. But visible object is not mummy and daddy, and it's not something or someone.
Each visible object
is different from each other visible object. If each visible object was the same, there would be no recognizing colours, there'd be no ideas of tree and people, but because each visible object that's seen is different, and there's so many experiences of different visible objects, and so sanya is marking each moment, and it's accumulated to mark and remember what these objects are.
Yes, that's at the level of ignorance, though. I mean, that's ignorance is arising that mistakes what is seen as mummy and daddy.
It doesn't make any difference whether
it's right, whether there's any right understanding or whether there's ignorance, whether one's heard the Buddha's teachings or not. There is seeing of visible object and then thinking about what has been seen, and at each moment sanya is marking the object, and there is thinking about what's been seen or heard, thinking wisely or unwisely. but there's still that marking at each moment. There's still, like a Buddha knows, this is Nina and this is Betty and this is Mummy and this is Daddy. It's so there's still the remembering of what has been heard and said, and objects are still marked in this way.
Yes, but we're talking also about at such point when Panya is very keen, that there will be a moment when that visible object is marked simply as that which is experienced, mm-hmm. not as something. Mm-hmm. So that's quite different, isn't it?
I like to add to it as well. You said each visible object is different. I think the characteristic is the same. It is what is seen, not different.
Each visible object is that which is seen, but no visible object is ever the same as any other one. That's why it's called Kanda, because it rises and falls away and never appears again. So every visible object is, each visible object is different from each other one, each, just as each moment of seeing is different from each other one. And even if there's Panya and visible object is at that moment, that it appears directly understood as just visible object, that just that which is seen, still there will be thinking afterwards, even for the Buddha, for anyone, conditions for thinking after the sense door process must be mind door processes.
As you said, though, it could be wise thinking or unwise thinking.
Mm. Usually in a day it's unwise thinking, it's after seeing, then there's thinking about trees and people with attachment and ignorance. Yes. So usually it's followed by unwise thinking, but can be wise thinking up too.
I think actually what I was trying to get at is what Gabby said, that it's the characteristic that appears, not the people and things. Mm.
It's just that which is seen. So when there's understanding, it's just that which is seen, and there's no interest in whether it's the same or different, or whether there's what it's going to be identified, because at that moment it's just what appears now, just that reality. But because your question earlier was, how is there identifying this or that? The reason is because Sanya arises at each moment, so even after the seeing has fallen away, there's still Sanya arising with thinking, marking the object, but at a moment of seeing, it's just visible object. But in fact, no visible object can ever be the same.
So what Sanya is marking is not the characteristic as visible object, but something about the visible object. Mm-hmm. No.
Can I try?
When you just said it marks something, then it's a concept. You said it marks something. So whenever reality is something, then it's already concept.
Well, no, there's a difference between visible object and a concept, okay? The concept has a story and a shape and a form. The visible object does not have that. So, and each, as Sarah has been saying, each visible object is different. So the object itself is marked so that that particular object is categorized, or whatever you want to call it, and it's only with the mind door process and the thinking that it becomes a concept.
In response to what Jonathan said, and I can't remember his exact words, but what came to mind is that sanya marks the object of the citta, but that is not the same, or is it the same, as what banya or ignorance would know about the object of the citta.
Right, because
different functions.
Just marks it. Panya different functions, right. Ignorance is ignorant of it, so different.
Right, but
so
banya understand. But banya would understand a characteristic.
Understands that reality, the characteristic of the
right.
reality. Sanya just marks it.
Right. So that's, I guess,
marks
right. That's in response, maybe, to Gabby, what you were thinking of earlier.
Give that example of citta, sanya, and panya experiencing the object, and one is like, one is like a child who just picks up the coin, and one is like the woman who knows the value, and then panya is like the money changer who really understands the value of the coin.
All the details.
Yeah.
So if there is a moment of understanding, the same thing occurs. Sanya would mark at that moment, and banya would understand the object. And that, I'm thinking of the word builds on, but that the accumulations develop then for understanding.
So if sanya wasn't marking and recognizing that
right.
object, understanding couldn't understand it. And that's the tirana sanya we were talking about the other day, the strong sanya, which is given as the mm-hmm. proximate cause or proximate condition for sati, to be aware, and understanding to understand it. So they have to
okay.
work together to experience the same object.
Right, and then time and again, so the sanya and banya would accumulate and recall. The sanya would recall that experience of direct understanding, or
why are we having this discussion now? If there was no sanya that could remember
right.
anything that was heard, then it wouldn't have been be of any
right.
use. But by the accumulation of sanya with understanding, what has been heard can be recalled, and this is the condition
mm-hmm.
for understanding to directly understand reality. So there has to be the marking of what is heard, what is right theoretically,
mm-hmm.
in order for direct understanding
right.
to occur.
More details.
But it helps to understand.
Yes, yes, it does.
How panya is accumulated and why it can arise even now, because people sometimes feel hopeless or have doubts, but there can be confidence
mm-hmm.
by hearing and considering more about dharmas as dhatus, or
yeah.
as dharmas as not self. This is the condition for
mm-hmm.
there to be understanding even now of seeing or visible object.
Yes, I see that. I should have said more. I guess deeper details. Helpful, very helpful.
This is a way to develop more detachment from the idea
yeah.
of an experience or self that experiences an object.
Yes,
so it always
has
to come back to now.
Right. Because that experiencing, let's say there is a moment of experiencing with understanding, and as you say, the process you just talked about, the accumulating of that and the helping with detachment, could also be, the memory of that could also be an object of lopa. Yes.
Well, as we learned the other day about the meaning of dukkha, lopa can
right.
cling to anything except
anything,
the lokutra.
Anything, exactly.
Lokutra dhammas, so.
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
Ajahn, I have a question on doubt, or because because you mentioned so many times they are just realities, and I doubt because everything appears. And
isn't that a reality?
It is. But So can you assure me that they are only realities?
Me assure you?
Then the doubt disappears.
Oh, your understanding is sure.
No, I would ask if you can assure me, say.
Promise me.
Promise me. If they are only realities, nothing more. I want to be sure there is no tree. There, just Rupa.
If there was a tree, then tree would be reality.
Yeah, that's...
So, I think another way of looking at it is there is only what is real. Let's forget about realities as such. There is only what is real.
Yeah, but at that point, I don't know what is real. I don't know.
So what is real?
At this moment.
At this moment. Maybe one moment is real, that is now, but because everything seems like not last, like...
No, we don't go to that far. Only what is real now. One moment in a moment, not two moments. What is real in a moment?
Sarah, I can see Well, some kind of experience must be real.
Can you know what kind of experience?
No.
No seeing?
Yes, there is seeing.
So seeing is a reality. Are you sure?
I am not sure.
Not sure that seeing is real?
No.
Impossible. As long as there is seeing, what else is real?
Sand.
At moment of seeing, what is real?
Epaza.
No, parsa, because you think of parsa, but visible object appears and you think of parsa, so what is real? You mean that there is no visible object appearing? Or what is seen now? Nothing, or
colors
what?
Yeah, colors.
You call it color. What color?
I don't know. What is
color? Just that which is seen is enough.
Sarah is smiling now.
So? So? Is it visible object of Kunsara in reality at moment of just seeing, no thinking, only seeing?
That's why I doubt.
Doubt about what?
It's just not sure.
Not sure, of...
Maybe not sure what is real at the moment.
Not sure.
Okay, don't use any word whether it's real or not. Is there anything or something or nothing at all at moment of seeing?
Something.
So that is something, all right?
Yeah, it's something.
Is there at moment of seeing? And what about seeing? Is it real?
It depends what you mean by seeing.
It sees. Yeah, it sees.
Yeah, it's real.
If it does not arise, can there be seeing? So at moment of seeing. Seeing is real. And visible object is real. In order to know that there is no locals who is thinking about it, it's only seeing and that which is seen. From moment to moment, only experiencing and what is experienced.